This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's get back to the action here. On the ground and raring to go is Jennifer Horn with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. They're chomping at the bit along with your other side. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. The DJV show on the air thanks to a grant from the First Amendment of the Constitution, which allows us to say and think whatever we want. So what do we want now that we've really regurgitated and gurgulunged again at the Oscars from last night? Okay, so it was a really big shoe. That's what Ed Sullivan used to say. Some people liked it.
Still
trying. I don't know if we've... If we look at the list of winners, I don't know that I'm too excited about the fish story and the guy who...
I think all of us kind of agree on that one.
Of course, everybody that sees the fish movie says that they love it. So maybe we're missing something. I have no desire. And we're talking, of course, about The Shape of Water.
Yeah. No, and then the guy who was the producer, you know, the business about inclusion is great. And especially when it comes to women and minorities and that sort of thing. But can we lay off the Mexican bit? You know, so I just think it got old last night. And it gets old anyway.
Because the movie Coco did well?
No, I thought that was great. What I thought about it was interesting. I didn't know that much about it. Benjamin Bratt, who's always been somebody that I've followed and thought was a very intriguing character actor from his days on Law and Order, which is really, really got started. He was one of the voices. And yeah, he sort of took a back. Everybody knew of all the people on the stage, he was the only one you really knew. But he just sat back. He didn't say a word. He just kind of got up there. I have been turned off so much by the politically correct thinking over the years. Last night, even though it may have been, according to some, overdone, I didn't think it was overdone. Actually, the business of the women, the hashtag Me Too movement, and the other things that were a part of the core of the Oscars last night. The Jimmy Kimmel monologue. I thought Emma Stone was kind of a cutie when she she said those four guys and the lady whose name escapes me that was the director of the other.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was surprised the amount of attention that Get Out got. I didn't realize that was such. I saw the previews for it, and even though I like Bradley Whitfield, it wasn't something that, at first it looked like an intriguing story, and then it got kind of nasty looking. And so I stayed away from it. Anybody see it?
I was just talking to Victoria about it. And, you know, when I first saw the previews, I didn't know what it was. I remember seeing it on the computer, like watching a trailer on YouTube for the first time and being like, is this a joke movie? Is this a serious movie? What is it? And I guess it's kind of somewhere in between. I saw it twice over two weekends.
Did you?
And I loved it. Wow. I saw it with friends,
people,
and then I went home the next weekend, and it was on HBO, and I told my parents, I was like, we should watch this. I think that you will find it really interesting.
What is there about it, though? What grabbed you and wanted you to come back and see it again?
I think the way, so it just caused, I thought it had a very interesting, just the way it was written. There were so many things that you don't notice at first and throughout the movie, and it's not until the end.
Is it scary, though? Would I not like it because it's creepy? Crawly stuff going on.
There are a few jump scares where you don't expect something. I didn't find it. I hate scary movies. I will never watch like thrillers or horror movies.
Okay,
there are a few things at the end that are a little violent, and I turned away or closed my eyes for. But besides that, it was a lot of plot, not a lot of scary stuff.
Bradley Whitfield, the bad guy.
I don't want to say it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, because now it's spoiler
alert.
Back in theaters, maybe.
Yeah. So I know Victoria wants to see it, and I already maybe messed up the end for her, so I'm trying not to do that anymore. But I thought it was, there was so much to talk about, and it's not until you see the end of the movie and you're just sitting there for 5 minutes kind of shocked and just taking everything in that you go back and start to process and look through all of the things that happened in the beginning, and you're like, oh my God, I missed this, I missed that, I missed that, I missed that. It's so
that's
obvious.
That's a good
now
movie, though. That's
happening.
A good sign. I like
that. Yeah, and that's why I think it's cool that they won original screenplay, because there was so much depth and thought put into it, and it's not obvious at all until you see the ending what was going on in the beginning. And I think that's very cool, and it's been a long time since I've seen a movie that made me want to talk about it afterwards.
So, did anybody like me sit there and think, okay, this is who I want to see win? Like, when it came to, I'm looking at the list of best supporting actor nominees, and Woody Harrelson.
I was surprised, because I think what's his name was supposed
Sam
to win?
Sam Rockwell. Well, Christopher Plummer, you would have thought would win.
Yep.
Under the circumstances, because he did
what happy. I was looking for.
Yeah, I was so happy Sam Rockwell won. I just saw Three Billboards on Saturday night, and he was so, so good in that movie.
Where is he? He's familiar face, but what's he been in? I didn't remember things
he's
been
in.
He's
kind of in everything. He's like the guy that's in so many movies for so long, and he plays so many different types of characters that I often forget who he is until I look up his IMDb again, and I'm like, oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson would have three of the Jenkins in The Shape of Water. We're talking about him. I would have, as much as I didn't like the movie, I like him because he's been around for so long. I would have liked to have seen him win it, and Christopher Plummer. So it was Rockwell. I don't know whether I think I always wish that the people that have been around longest and haven't gotten recognition would get recognition and leave little room for the people coming up behind him.
Hasn't Christopher Plummer won Oscars, though? He's definitely been nominated for multiple Oscars.
He may have been. He may have won. But the fact that he did as well as he did, you know, they only had, they did all the shooting with him in all those scenes. They did him over again in 8 days. It was like he only had 2 days. They said to the director called him and said, I want you to do this. We got to do it fast. Can you be here tomorrow? And he said, yep, okay. And they had a day to sort of rehearse, and then, you know, you see pros like that, they can remember their lines. But it isn't just remembering lines, it's putting yourself into it. And that's what I got out of Christopher Plummer and All the Money in the World. I thought he really was. He made me believe he was Getty. He did. Probably
that's, I want to see that movie. That's still on my
list. It's a very good movie. Yeah, you really should see that movie. But Oldman, I had forgotten, was an Englishman. I didn't remember. You know, he was... Remember the bad guy Harrison Ford throws him off the plane, get off my plane?
Oh, that was... Really? I forgot that.
Yeah. I don't know that I get Daniel Day-Lewis. I kind of wanted to see Venom 2, then I didn't want to see
it. You'd be bored. I saw it this weekend.
Yeah. He's
excellent,
but the best thing he ever did was Lincoln. Lincoln was fabulous.
Oh, see, I loved him. I didn't see Lincoln, but I did hear he was good in that. I loved him in There Will Be Blood. He was amazing in that. He was good in Phantom Thread. It's just a very boring story. You would hate it. I watched it alone because I knew Lewis wasn't going to be into it. He would just kind of look at me and roll his eyes and be like, all right, this is boring. It's pretty slow and boring.
Yeah. But all in all, I think we agree among us, all of us, that it was a fairly well-produced show. A few guffaws. I really was... When I look at Alice and Janney, I remember sitting on the sidewalk talking to her about her dog on the street next to where I was living in Santa Monica at the time. She lived on the next street over, and because I had Charlotte and Brendan, she was just a regular sort. And
I thought she looked beautiful last year.
I think she's really come of age. It's really.
I was really. She was the only one I was rooting for in all of this. I haven't even seen I, Tonya yet, but I just think that she has such a great talent and the ability to act in both a comedic way, but also in a dramatic way. I don't know if you guys watch Mom, but it's one of the shows that I always watch whether I have time or not. And I don't even know if you would like it, Doug, because it's about two women in recovery, and I think it would maybe hit some issues for you. But it is one of these great sitcoms that doesn't get a ton of attention, but it's funny, it's sweet. In a lot of the episodes, you leave kind of laughing and crying all at the same time. It's a really real and raw show, and I think she does really just such a fantastic
job.
I was happy about that win for her.
The cheering from some of the crowd, obviously the Angelians, some of them anyway, cheering Kobe Bryant, I wanted to puke.
Yeah, that's one of the trending stories today. Not that we do trending stories here anymore, but that was one of the ones that was trending.
Oh, Jennifer, you have, I'm sorry. Well, I think your Oscars are trending. Hi, Jennifer, what are you? What else do you have that's trending? Jennifer, thank
well,
you
well, I was just
going
to give you two Oscar stories that are trending and then a couple of things that are happening at the White House this week. But, you know, whatever. It's okay.
No, go
it's
ahead.
Fine.
Help yourself.
All right. So one of the stories that is trending is Kobe Bryant's win and how it raised eyebrows on social media during Time's Up night, because it was clearly a Time's Up themed night. They had the video presentation during the center. We've talked about they had Ashley Judd and Selma Hayek come out and talk about the Time's Up movement. Mira Sorvino was there. Obviously, this was the theme for the night. However, it was odd to see Kobe Bryant win and get cheered so loudly for his movie. It's an animated short film called Dear Basketball. And some on social media were saying, look, if he's if we're doing Me Too, what is Kobe Bryant doing there? And why is everyone standing up and shouting for him? It's one thing to win and be deserving of a win. It's another thing, the reaction in the room. And it seemed that Mark Hamill, who gave the award, was screaming out Kobe's name. Everybody in the room kind of erupted into applause. And so a lot of people on social media were saying people were standing for Kobe Bryant during a Me Too year, yet when they did the military tribute, the tribute to the veterans, no one stood up. And that was not lost on people online. So
good. That's that was an outrage. So I'm going to give you one other piece of sort of insider info. I don't know if it's insider or not. My son would be probably horrified if he knew. Well, not horrified, because he and I talk about his friends, and Armie Hammer is one of his friends. And the amount of the attention given to that movie, Call Me By Your Name, and the theme of it, and the way he played it, there isn't a straighter guy in Hollywood than Armie Hammer. I think he's coming up to be one of the really fine actors. He's decided he wants to do one movie. He doesn't need the money because his family, it's Armie Hammer. He doesn't need a nickel. He would work probably for another, but he's decided he wants to do two or three movies like Call Me By Your Name every year. And when they come to him for a blockbuster, like they want him to play Batman. And he doesn't know whether he wants to do that stuff anymore, because he finds it to be, and you see what kind of a person he is. He was cheering that kid on all night. Did you watch him? He was sitting behind him. But every time it would come, he'd reach over and pat the kid in the back and show he could have been, I suppose, were he an egomaniac, he could have tried to steal the thunder, because he's a much better known actor and is more accomplished. But he didn't. He let the kid take the spotlight. And I thought that said something about him.
And, you know, he's done that the entire time, because I saw the movie and I like to watch the press tours for things. And watch the interviews between people, because I think it really shows what their chemistry actually is. And he's been his biggest cheerleader the entire time, which is very, very cool.
Yeah. And Brendan's very fond of him. He's a great father, apparently. Lots of fun, and has things in perspective. So, but I think you saw that last night. If you weren't thinking it, you just, okay, well, here's this guy who's better known. How come he's not taking the lead here? And he didn't. Plus, you said earlier you liked his tux. It was a little unusual. It was like a rose.
I loved it.
You thought it was cool?
I thought a lot of the guys looked better than most of the women last night, actually. Yeah. There were a lot of well-dressed men there.
Yeah. Congratulations to all the winners. 20 after the hour.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AM Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
News time, 23 and change after the hour. Elton John made some news, ladies. Jennifer and Kara here. I'm Doug on DJV Time. An unruly concert goer annoyed Elton John so much overnight. He was singing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. He walked off stage in the middle of singing it. So if you look at the video footage from this incident, which took place in Las Vegas, this stuff all was all over the place the morning after. He gave fans more context about the situation. He released a statement, quote, "Thursday night in Las Vegas, a fan put his hand on the piano keys while I was playing and continued to do so even after I asked him to stop. He then proceeded to reach over the piano and try to take pictures, completely disrupting the performance. I bring fans on stage every evening when we play Saturday night in the set. It's always a lovely part of the show where I get to meet them, shake their hands, have them right there with me while I play. And they have always been very courteous to the fact that we are in the middle of playing a song. Hello, duh.
Yeah,
right. The guy was rude, disruptive, and had no care or respect for our show, so I let him know how I felt, left the stage until they removed him." So, at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
It's always frustrating to me when people claim to be fans of someone, and then they ruin it for everyone else.
Right, yeah. Okay, time for New Music Monday at 25 after the hour on the DJV show. We have three songs. All of these happen to be from the new soundtrack to the movie Pitch Perfect 3, all sung by the cast. So this is a cover of Sia's hit Cheap Thrills by the ladies. What do we think? Have we seen this movie, girls?
Not yet. But I like this franchise.
You do?
Yep. It's a lot of fun.
I like going to the movies, but there was nothing in this that intrigued me. I have not seen any of these movies.
It's girly.
Yeah.
I think you would like the first one. I personally wish that they had stopped with the first one. But yeah, the second one was okay. These songs were kind of fun.
All right, so this is Cheap Thrills, one of the three. What do we think of this? Do we like it? That's okay,
for
poppy.
Being all a cappella, it's pretty good, yeah.
Considering they're not all singers, the stars of the show. Really? Not known for their singing, are they?
Not really, They all just kind of are actors who can sing.
All right, so these are three tracks from the soundtrack to the movie Pitch Perfect 3. Next one is Toxic, cover of the Britney Spears hit. Remember this song, Britney Spears. Hers is much better than this. At least my gut tells me that. Okay. Interesting effect. All right, so I don't like this. I did like the Cheap Thrills. Let's see if you can like.
I like
what?
I like Toxic like better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. We've canceled each other's votes.
Yep.
Let's see what wins here. Another song from the movie Pitch Perfect 3 is song called Cake by the Ocean. It's a big hit. I still like Cheap Thrills better than this. Is number two. Toxic's number three for me anyway. All right, Victoria, you can weigh in on these.
I like Cheap Thrills a lot. I thought that was really good. I thought Toxic was good, too.
You did? Okay. What about this? Leave it, have it, or leave it, or lose it?
This one's cute. I went to the hook, but...
Yeah.
I like the original better. The DNCE version better, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can recognize her voice, Doug. I don't know if you've heard her sing, but Haley Steinfeld is like the main voice.
I heard she was quite a singer.
She's the main voice in this song. And I know you like her a lot,
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like her. Yeah, I do like her. All right, 28 after the hour, DJV time.
In today's automotive news, previously there were only two ways to own a car. You could buy it or lease it. But Volvo have come up with an ingenious subscription plan where owning a car is just like your cell phone, and it even covers insurance. The plan is called Care by Volvo, and it is a hassle-free way of owning a car, and you can change it every 12 months. Owners pay $600 or $700 a month depending on the trim level, and everything from tires to windshield wipers is included. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show or at On Air Victoria or at C Schillen. Got to spell it right, though. Two L's, two N's. Steffen has an S, a T, an E, a P, an H, and an A, and an N. Wow, how does that work? Hello. The group of teenagers that went to Chicago this weekend thought it was interesting. Some of the youngsters who survived the shooting at the high school in Florida going to Chicago to help combat gun violence there and also, you know, all around the country. There's a big problem with this, but really bad in Chicago. Dozen student activists had pizza while discussing how gun violence has impacted their communities. This whole thing has... you can hear it in my voice. There's a frustration in trying to understand how it's so difficult to understand what's going on here. The amount of violence that we have in our society is directly related to the things that we've been talking about with the Oscars. Look at how many violent movies there are. Look at how many horrible games and things that are made by some of these same production companies in Hollywood, and it's all about making money. Is there a way to combat this? Is there a way to make it easier? I think the cat's out of the bag now. I don't know what you do other than have people of conscience who are parents learn or exercise their authority as parents and keep their children away from this stuff. I don't know what else. And that seems to me to be part of the responsibility. I had a moment when I was watching the Oscars last night, because I know enough, I'm not going to say, obviously, who it is. But one of the people who received an award is the parent of a child who Brendan works with. And the parents are the problem. And I saw this guy walking up on stage, and I thought to myself, you jerk. You're there with your schmarmy looks, and you know, you've created an atmosphere. And it happens with people. They get over inflated with their egos, and their jobs become more important than their families, that kind of stuff. I think you got to have some balance. And listen, I didn't know it, but I've been there. When I was a youngster and got married, I had three jobs, and I didn't pay as much attention to the family as I needed to or learned to over the course of the years. But when you get to be in your 50s or 60s, you ought to know better. And in this circumstance, this guy and his wife don't. And they were both there. And I didn't appreciate it. Maybe that's it. And I probably was the only person maybe in the audience who even knew that, frankly. I'm sure I am the only person who knows it because of what's going on with the treatment of his son. And so, I just think that sometimes you never know the whole story. You think about some of these people that seem, because you know their face because they've acted in movies or television shows or something, so you think you know who they are, and you don't know who they are. You don't really know who George Washington was. You don't really know who Abraham Lincoln was. You don't really know who George Bush or Bill Clinton, or, I mean, we think we do. Who was Calvin Coolidge? What do you know about him? I talk about some of the old presidents all the time, Harry Truman, and more recently, you know, whether it's Obama or whether it's Trump, you know, we're all quick to criticize. And so whether it's those people or the actors, it's just, you don't really know what's going on in their lives. Very few people know. And maybe that's the way it should be, because there's so much gossip anyway, and it's based on innuendo and sometimes inference and not the truth. So there were things that were said about Ronald Reagan that I found to be, when you dig around and you know what he's all about. Was he a great parent? No. Was he a bad, horrible human being? No. Was he inspirational? Yeah. Was Obama inspirational? Yeah. Was he a good guy? I don't know. He seems to be. He's like a good family man. Was he a good president? No, I don't think he was.
Wow.
But you see, all of this, but there's a measure. Nobody is completely good or completely bad. There's always something, and the more you know about people sometimes, like that guy I'm just talking about, whose son has a real drug problem because of him and his wife not paying attention to him, that sort of stuff, that's more important to me than a lot of other stuff that could be measures of who you are. That's just me. Maybe other people would find that wasn't the case. It's just one of the many aspects of their lives. But what's more important when you bring a child into the world than taking care of the child? That's your job. Why you bring him into the world if you don't want to take care of him? If you don't want to have anything to do with him? Isn't that... Think about your parents, both Kara and Victoria. Think about all of you who are listening. Think about your parents and what influence they were on your lives, good or bad. They are the closest things, because they're what you... It's what the human being, Homo sapiens, are all about, that, and other mammalians are the same. I was talking last night about an Africa trip that I was contemplating and what I had done before when I was there, and how sometimes I think a lot of people think elephants are benign, and they can be dangerous, but only when they're with their calves. If you're around an elephant and there's a calf nearby, her calf, then you don't want to be anywhere near that elephant. You want to be nowhere near that elephant. And there are other, but when the calf has grown up and off on its own, oftentimes the elephants can be very, they're just kind of interesting beings. I was thinking also of, and I don't know why, I was thinking about going on a safari and what Brendan and, what Megan and Miles and I experienced at the LA Zoo the weekend before last. I forgot to tell you this story. They allow you to feed some of the animals, and the giraffes are the most interesting. Have either of you, two of you ever been around a giraffe in a zoo?
I did this last year with my nephew. You go up on the stand, and it's about the same height as the giraffes, and then you have to pay a little bit, but they just stick their heads over and they eat the leaves straight out of their hand.
They're
it's
wonderfully
crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And they're just like, that's what's good about the zoo, or what's good about having people come to the farm and see the cows. You can feed the cows on my farm, and they'll come right up to you and act normally. They're actually kind of fun. The kids scream, and the mothers laugh, and it's fun to see the cows. But this is mostly what we are taught to be afraid of. Ooh, that's big. No, they're not bad just because they're big. But you need to know the difference between what's happening. Elephants aren't bad because they're big, but if you're around them when they have their young, they're not going to be too friendly toward you. That's just their nature. And a lot of animals are like that. And I am sort of talking about mammalians because the protection that we afford or that we offer for our children is part of our instinct. But then it gets compromised by, I guess, other things that go on in our lives, such as the case of this situation with the father and mother who have basically enabled their child's drug addiction. So, all right, enough of that. I'm feeling like I'm getting on a lecture campaign. I know how to do that. Sports news! Here's a fellow that is really, his story is very interesting, and I happened to come across him once early in my career as he ran the Boston Marathon. This guy had run every major marathon in the world, some two or three, four times. He was the first runner to break the four-minute mile it was 1954. Okay, yeah, that's it. I can remember the year. He was a Brit. He was a real limey, this guy, Roger Bannister. Died over the weekend at the age of 88. He went along and had a distinguished medical career. He was he had Parkinson's the last few years of his life, but he was very well known. It's funny, because I know this area, and I've been very fortunate, and you'll hear me say this many, many times. I've been so fortunate to travel around the world and learn about lots of places and people. And I think one of the reasons I feel close to this guy is he was around cheering. My daughter was a member of the Oxford crew team. I don't know if you lady, did I ever tell you girls that? She was on the Oxford crew team. She couldn't get on a crew team in America because she was too small. So she determined, she's determined. My God, is she a determined soul. And so she wanted to be in the crew, and so she managed to get herself into the crew. And the river where they raced, the part of the Thames was off the Iffley Road, which is one of the four roads that goes out of Oxford. And so I'm looking at this story, and this one of the reasons I remember this guy is because he, over 3 minutes, 59 seconds, he would go up and down this track that was next to the road, the Iffley Road. He did it in the 50s, and that's where he broke the record. He was a very interesting guy, very well known in England, a great medical student at Oxford, taught at Oxford, was one of the heads of department at an Oxford, the big Oxford hospital. But he was best known, interestingly enough, not for his being a doctor, a very accomplished doctor, but for him, his record of breaking the 4 minute mile. So, and now, what do you run? The 4 minute mile is 2 minutes now, I think, isn't it? What's the record? Would you either of you look up quickly what the record is for running the mile now? I think it's 2 minutes and something, if I'm not mistaken. Is it?
The idea that your legs can even move that fast. I
know.
343.
As a two-legged being, it's easier to understand, Kara, if you're a four-legged being, but a two-legged,
I see 343 for the men's record and 412 for women as of now, which is just
high twos.
Yeah, but mine is mine's almost that fast. What about you, Victoria?
Exactly.
I'm almost 412.
Really?
If you multiply it by a few times.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see, Victoria, about Lindsay Vonn. And what's going on? Is she going to be on Ellen, or she has...
She was on Ellen.
Ellen.
Yep, she was on Ellen, and she is now, unfortunately, she had wanted to do another Olympic. She really wanted to perform better than she did at Pyeongchang, but she took home a bronze in the downhill. She became the oldest woman to actually win an Olympic medal in the alpine category. So at 33, she's long in the tooth now for the Olympics. And so she says her final career goal is to surpass Swedish legend Ingemar Stenmark's record of 86 career World Cup victories, but I don't know if that will happen. And she's not going to stick around for another 4 years to go to Beijing. So the end is here. So Ellen, to sort of help her get over the shock to her system of now being retired, Ellen had her on the show and then helped her shift into retirement mode by gifting her a walker that's on skis, and it has a basket attached to the front of the walker, filled with funny things like oatmeal and Icy Hot and Metamucil and all the things that older people apparently need. So, but Lindsay Vonn was actually at the Oscars last night. Mm-hmm. She had a very lacy, racy black dress that she looks fabulous. So
what was wrong with what's her face on crutches?
Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster was on crutches. Why? What happened?
It looked
to her?
Like she had a boot on her foot. So either she broke her foot or an ankle or something. Yeah.
Operation, yeah. Okay. Let's spend some time finding you a new job. Those of you who don't like what you're doing, heightened responsibility. This is the time of year when lots of people make a lot of changes. So why not take the responsibility on? It isn't, in the case of employers, you can use ZipRecruiter.com without having to pay for it. The first time around, if you use the code DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why would you want to do that? Well, because the software that ZipRecruiter has created, this is the talk of the industry, you know. A lot of people, there are a number of competitors, four or five good competitors in this space, but they don't have the ability to connect you as an employer with the next person in line for that job that you need filled within 24 hours. They just don't. It doesn't work that fast. So let's not talk about the competitors. Let's talk about ZipRecruiter because they're so different. Posting your job to all these hundreds of job sites, one click and one click only. Powerful technology. It's efficient. It's really kind of cool when you think about it. And you take a great deal of satisfaction putting all the information up on one of these boards. Here's why you should hire me. This is what I've done. And then ZipRecruiter software finds it matches you with somebody who's looking for a person of your skill, and you get together. And managing ZipRecruiter helps you manage the candidates all in one place. The dashboard's so easy to use. So find out why so many people are using ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You need to hire somebody. You need ZipRecruiter. You want ZipRecruiter. You got to have ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com. Find that job. Find the right employee. Get to work on it right now if you're looking around. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Every Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 past the hour, the theme for the Oscars. Pretty obvious that that's the discussion topic today, although Chucker, I did go see a movie over the weekend. I did see Death Wish. And
you did?
It was exactly what I expected it to be, yeah. I didn't have time to see Red Sparrow. I actually want to see a movie called The Party, too, that's around now in limited release. Looks like it would be interesting. But more to the point, the Oscars last night, what did you think of the broadcast?
I thought, you know, I always say this when I go in the air after an Oscar telecast. I think the show primarily lives or dies by its opening monologue. And I just thought, it was too long, even by Oscar standards. And I think that the fact that there were really no surprises, I mean, all the chalk won. The only possible surprise was maybe Best Picture between Shape of Water and Three Billboards, and a possibly big surprise of Get Out, but Shape of Water wound up winning. But in the acting categories, all the favorites won. So no surprises there. I didn't think there were really that many big moments at all. I did like the speech by Sam Rockwell, who won for Three Billboards. I thought his story about how his father took him out of school, said his grandma, he said, "What's with grandma?" And he said, "Nothing, we're going to the movies." I thought that actually was the best
subtle
moment of the night. I like Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's a really good host, but I think it was a mistake not to do a opening montage of movie clips before he came out. I thought he was more low-key than he usually is, although I am a fan. But I did like a lot of the movie montage clips that they used throughout the show. I think that was the highlight part. I thought Frances McDormand's speech, she came off a little bit wacky winning best actress. I did, if there was one sort of bizarre or a little bit over the top moment, that was it. But until they streamline the show like they do with the Golden Globes, and cut out a lot of the stuff off air for the technical stuff, you're going to have an overlong Oscar broadcast. It's really hard to make it entertaining throughout that running time. But there really were no big surprises for me.
All right, so then we'll pause, and then you get to the.
I thought it was watchable. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it is. It's not nearly. Let's put it this way: I've been doing this on the air with you for 25 years. The telecast itself is nowhere near relevant as it was 25 years ago. Not even close. And I think if there is one thing that is very different in 25 years since I started this spot with you, is the star power in the business is really not equivalent to what it was.
Yes, I agree with that.
Years ago.
Yep, and I agree with that.
That is missing.
Yeah, it's been watered down a great deal. But you see a different kind of star. We were talking earlier about Armie Hammer giving that kid so much room and time. Armie Hammer's really the bigger star, but he took a secondary position in the movie, and this kid, he kept pushing him to the surface, to the front of the line, and, you know, patting him on the back, not like a lot of other egomaniacs that you see in the movie business. And Jenkins, the guy who is a long-suffering character actor, has been on every television show you can imagine, and movies galore. The fact that he was recognized as a candidate, I thought was neat. Anyway, excuse me.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. I just want to get your opinion on this, and on a more serious note, you know, when Kimmel basically when he came out and announced the disbarment of Harvey Weinstein from the Academy. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't help but think that this guy is sitting at home, Harvey Weinstein, whether he's watching the broadcast or not, you have to think the guy has to be close to suicide watch. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Listen, he created his own bed.
No, I'm not defending him. He's laying in his own bed. I have no issue with that. It's just, I can't imagine what bothered me, this guy's mind.
Speaking of that guy and how they dared put Kobe Bryant up there, and who the hell was dumb enough to clap for him, I thought that was an outrage.
Mark Hamill was fangirling.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh my God, Mark Hamill couldn't wait to get to Kobe.
I thought that was a bad move. All right, Chucker, now.
Victoria, your point of view, did you like the telecast?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was one of the best in years, actually. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's better than some have been, that's for sure. All right, Chucker, box office totals from the weekend, what do we have?
Number one, Black Panther again. This film is doing phenomenal business. $65 million, just a 41% drop-off in its third week of release. $500 million, Doug, in 3 weeks. That is a phenomenally successful number. Red Sparrow, Jennifer Lawrence, $17 million. Her last three movies have opened somewhat soft. Death Wish with Bruce Willis, $13 million. Opened below its $20 million in tracking.
But, you know, I think there's a steady audience for that over the next 3 or 4 weeks, probably.
Other than that, Game Night, Rachel McAdams, $10 million, $33 million in 2 weeks, and the animated Peter Rabbit ran out the top five, $10 million, $84 million in 4 weeks of release.
All right. Good overview, Chucker. Good job of the essence of the Oscars in your point of view. That's what we were waiting for.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.